Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 6, chapter 17, text 28. Chapter 17 is entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. So kindly, Narayana para sarve, Nakutaschana bipyati, Swaga parvaka narekeshu, Api tuliyata dhashinaha. Translation and purport by Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayurajaga Acharya A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Devotees solely engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Parvati might naturally have inquired how devotees become so exalted. Therefore, this verse explains that they are Narapara, simply dependent on Lord Narayan. They do not mind reverses in life because in the service of Narayan they have learned to tolerate whatever hardships they may be. They do not care whether they are in heaven or in hell. They simply engage in the service of the Lord. This is their excellence. Anukulyena Krishnanusilanam. They are liberally engaged in the service of the Lord, and therefore they are excellent. By using the word Britya Brityanam, Lord Shiva pointed out that although Chitraketu provided one example of tolerance and excellence, all the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord as eternal servants are glorious. They have no eagerness to be happy by being placed in the heavenly planets, becoming liberated, or becoming one with Brahman, the supreme effulgence. These benefits do not appeal to their minds. They are simply interested in giving direct service to the Lord. Om again. Devotees solely engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. So, for the last few days, we have been hearing from wonderful, wonderful speakers about this subject matter of the curse of Chitraketu Maharaj and how he humbly accepted a curse, and in addition to that, he offered obeisances to Parvati Devi and even addressed her as a mother. And now we are hearing how Lord Shiva is glorifying Chitraketu Maharaj as well as all other devotees who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Now we are seeing how by the singular act of Chitraketu Maharaj of tolerating the curse, accepting the curse that was put on him by Mother Parvati, and just by that act, Lord Shiva is so pleased and he's glorifying Chitraketu Maharaj. And in the paper of yesterday and today, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on tolerance. And he says that this is the excellence of a devotee. Because the material world is a place of duality, because the material world is actually designed to torture the living entity. That is what the material world is meant for. It is designed to give us unlimited trouble so that we can take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that we can run back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned soul has run away from the Supreme Lord into the material world and is trying to become the Lord of this material creation. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so much loves the living entities, his children, that he has arranged a very wonderful situation here in the material world in the form of calamities, in the form of disasters, in the form of all kinds of problems. And he did not conceal this fact. He did not hide this. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he mentions, "Du kalayam ashasatam," which means it is a place of misery. And it is also very temporary. So by stating these facts in the Gita, Lord Krishna is making us aware that no matter what we do in this world, we cannot avoid misery. So therefore, the devotees of the Lord, they develop the quality of tolerance, knowing very well that they have to meet with good and evil, knowing very well that they have to experience some calamities. And we have seen in the case of Chitraketu Maharaj that a few days back, he had a darshan of Lord Anantasesh. And he was feeling very blissful. He was feeling very happy that he had achieved the goal of life, to have darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev. And as a result, as a byproduct of that benediction of having the darshan of the Lord, he became the king of the Vidyaharas. And he was flying all over the whole universe with so many companions. And then he came across Lord Shiva, instructing great saintly people. And right on his lap were his dear wife, Parvati. And Chitraketu laughed. And just by that laugh, he attracted a curse from Mother Parvati. So, a few moments, he's happy, but the next moment, he's faced with curses. So this is exactly the situation in which we find ourselves in this material world. So, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that tolerance is the excellence of a devotee. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada himself exhibited this tolerance in many, many ways. When Srila Prabhupada was on his voyage to the United States of America in attempt to carry the orders of his spiritual master to the Western world, in attempt to fulfill the prophecies of great personalities like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of great personalities like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that the Lord's holy names would be chanted in every town and village. Srila Prabhupada wanted to fulfill these wonderful predictions. And so, he embarked on a voyage to the United States of America. And because he did not have the means, he has to go by a free boat voyage. And traveling by sea is a very nauseating experience. To travel by sea, you have to suffer from seasickness. The sea smells a lot. And so, Srila Prabhupada went through a lot of trouble traveling by sea. He had 2 heart attacks. He went through hell in that situation. But he understood that his duty is to establish this Krishna consciousness outside the land of India. And finally, when Srila Prabhupada landed in America, he had to go through so many challenges, so many trials, so many difficulties. He had no place of residence. He has no source of income. He had no disciples. He was just alone. Sometimes staying with a mad drug addict like David. In the Lilamrita, it is described how when Srila Prabhupada left Mishra's place and was given a place in the Bhauri, he had to stay with one David who was a drug addict. And Srila Prabhupada was trying to train him up to become the first Vaishnav in America. And then what happened? One day, Mr. David overdosed his drugs and became a madman and started screaming and shouting and went right in front of Srila Prabhupada and was staring at Prabhupada in such a dangerous way that Srila Prabhupada has to leave the place for him. So, we can see that even the founder Acharya himself, Srila Prabhupada, has to go through all these difficulties in the beginning of this Krishna consciousness, establishing this Krishna consciousness society. So, it is clear that to do anything in this material world is difficult. But because the devotees have taken shelter of Lord Narayan, because the devotees have taken shelter of Krishna, they are never disturbed in any situation. Srila Prabhupada was never disturbed in any situation. He was focused He was determined that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness must be established. Why? Because he knew that this Krishna consciousness is what is most needed in this age of our time. Everything else, the Prabhupada says, is there, is available in this material world. But what is lacking is Krishna consciousness. So he was so determined that all the obstacles, that all the challenges, that all the problems were superfluous. And therefore, Lord Shiva is glorifying the devotees that they are able to contain whatever difficulty that is there. They really said that they actually don't mind whether it is heaven, whether it is hell, whether it is Brahman realization, merging the effulgence of the Lord. The devotee is simply not interested. What is the devotee interested in? A devotee is interested in devotional service because he knows that this is what will please the Lord. He knows that this is what the Lord wants from him. And he knows that this is his eternal activity of the soul. This is his natural activity. So he doesn't care whatever happens to him. All that he's interested in is Krishna consciousness. So this is the very exalted position of Krishna consciousness. So in a discussion between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya wanted to use Ramananda Rai to establish the supremacy of devotional service. So, when the Lord met Ramananda Rai in South India, they engaged in a very wonderful conversation. And one of such conversations, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought out the essence and the importance of devotional service. So, I would read out some of the questions and answers that went on between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, there are all types of education, which is the most important? And Ramananda Rai answered that there is no important education other than devotional service of the Lord. And again he asked, that out of the all kinds of fame that a living entity can enjoy, which is the most glorious? And Ramananda Rai answered, that person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory. So we can see the importance of devotional service, that it is the topmost of all education. And of course, Krishna also said that in Bhagavad Gita. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. He said this knowledge of Krishna consciousness is the king of knowledge, is the secret of all secrets, is the most confidential information. So like this, Krishna is describing Bhagavad Gita, and also in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the discussion with Ramananda Rai, he's bringing out the importance and exaltness of devotional service. Then he said, that out of the many capitalists who possess great riches, which is the topmost? And Ramananda Rai replied, he who is the wealthiest is in love of Radha and Krishna. And this is the greatest capitalist. The one who is in love of Radha and Krishna, he is the wealthiest and he is the greatest capitalist. Then he said, of all kinds of distress, which is the most painful? And Ramananda Rai replied, apart from separation from Krishna's devotee, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. And again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all the greater persons, who should be accepted as the greatest? And Ramananda Rai replied, he who has love for Krishna has attained the highest liberation. Then, again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, there are more many songs which can be said to be the actual religion of the living entity. And Ramananda Rai replied, that song which describes the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna is superior to all others. Then again he asked, of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is the best for the living entity? And Sri Ramananda Rai replied, the only auspicious activity is to associate with the devotees of Lord Krishna. And again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what should all living entities constantly remember? Then Ramananda Rai replied, that the chief subject of remembrance is the holy name of the Lord, as well as the pastimes and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya induces Ramananda Rai to bring out the importance of devotional service. So this is how important devotional service is. And so, those of us who are participating in this Krishna consciousness must see how fortunate we are to be part of this Krishna consciousness. And we should sincerely perform this devotional service because we know that is the topmost activity in the entire creation, both spiritual and material. If we perform this process very sincerely and very seriously, we enjoy this glorious position that Chitraketu Maharaj is enjoying right now. So, in the Gita also, Krishna has mentioned that there is nobody who is more dear to him than the devotee, than his devotee. So, the devotee of the Lord is so dear to him because he is engaged in this wonderful activity of Krishna consciousness. So, we are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has started this wonderful organization and he has spread it all over the whole world. And now we can all take shelter of this Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna and perfect our lives. This is the glory of the devotee. A devotee is not satisfied simply enjoying Krishna consciousness. He's satisfied and spreading Krishna consciousness so that the whole world can benefit from this Krishna consciousness. A devotee understands that this is the topmost activity of the soul, Krishna consciousness. And therefore, he is interested in spreading this Krishna consciousness so that everyone can also benefit from this Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the Vaishnava is described as Paradukaduki. He wants to see everyone happy. He wants to see everyone blissful. This is the nature of the devotee of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada has epitomized this quality of a devotee. Having taken the trouble at a very advanced age to travel outside of his own country to spread his Krishna consciousness. And now the whole world is benefiting from Krishna consciousness. So let us all be very, very serious about this Krishna consciousness. Let us all be sincerely, take a sincere effort in taking this Krishna consciousness so that we can make our lives perfect and we can also make other people's lives perfect. This is the purpose of human life. Purpose of human life is to make our lives perfect in Krishna consciousness, and not only that, we should also help all other living entities that are rotting in this material world to take to Krishna consciousness and also make their lives perfect. And then we can all go back home, back to Godhead, chanting the wonderful glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For this is the sweetest thing to do. The sweetest thing to do is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sweetest thing to do is to sing the pastimes of the Lord. The sweetest thing to do is to hear the wonderful activities of the Lord. And there's a story that once King Akbar had a problem. His personal advisor Birbal was so popular among the citizens. He was so intelligent that there was no question, no solution, intricate puzzle that Birbal cannot deal with. So one day, some citizens, they wanted to really try the intelligence of their advisor to the king. So they brought sugar mixed with sand. And they gave to the king and said, "My dear king, we want this sugar separated from the sand without being dissolved in water." So the king, Akbar, took the sugar mixed with sand and called his chief minister, Birbal, and said, "My dear, these citizens, they have brought this combination of sand and sugar, and they want it separated without having to dissolve it in water. So how can we do this?" And immediately Birbal said, "This is a child's play, that it can be done." And the king said, "How can you do it?" He said, "All right, everybody follow me." So Birbal took the bucket of sand and sugar, and then he went near some tree, which was nearby at an anthill, and then he started pouring the sugar around the tree. And everybody was wondering, "What are you doing? We say we want the sugar separated from the sand. Why are you pouring around the tree?" And Birbal said, "Please, just exercise patience. You have asked me to separate the sugar from the sand, and I'm doing exactly that." So after he poured the sugar and the sand around the tree, then he said, "All right, everybody go home. Tomorrow morning, you come back here, and then we can see what happens." So everyone went home. The next day, when they came back, there was no sugar in the sand. All the sugar had been removed, and only the sand was left. And so the people were asking, "But where is our sugar?" And Birbal said, "But you said I should separate the sand from the sugar. I have done that. If you want your sugar, you can go into the ant hill." He said, "See, the last ants are just carrying off the sugar into their house. So if you want the sugar, you can go into the anthill and you can get your sugar from there. But the job you have given me is to separate the sugar from the sand." So, but the point is this, because Birbal understood that a living entity, the Jivatma, wants to enjoy. We have the tendency to enjoy. So immediately, he knew that wherever there is sugar, the ants will go there. So, the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the sweetest thing. The holy name is the sweetest thing, and therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing that is the sweetest thing, he has taken the trouble to come into this material world to establish the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And therefore, any living entity who is fortunate enough to take shelter of the holy names of the Lord is the most glorious. And so, this is the fortune that we all have, that we can make our lives as glorious as Chitraketu Maharaj simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at the top of our lungs every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment? Some comment?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
One small question.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I can frame it properly, but you mentioned that the process of Krishna consciousness is the most glorious and the most enjoyable. But we realize that when we are not anywhere close to the perfect state of performing this process, then we find that, for example, playing a game of chess or playing a game of football, the excitement that you get in that is somehow missing in the activities that we do in Krishna consciousness. Maybe it's momentarily. So how does one reach a state where one can still get that enthusiasm and excitement in a Krishna conscious activity which we possibly get in a material activity?
Krishna consciousness from the beginning is very enjoyable. Krishna consciousness from the beginning is very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada says, we simply chant, dance, and feast. That is all about Krishna consciousness. From the beginning is very wonderful. You sing, you dance, and you feast. That is all about it. So, because of our disease situation, we may not be in a position to relish the nectarian nature of the holy name of the Lord immediately. But Krishna consciousness is so designed that simply by dancing with the devotees, simply by taking prasad with the devotees, simply by associating with the devotees, we can experience some pleasure. That is there. So, we should dance. In Krishna, in kirtans, we should dance. And we should take prasadam. And we should hear the glories of the Lord. And we should render some service. Gradually, our taste for Krishna consciousness will increase. Gradually, avidya, the bitterness, the jaundice that we have developed by associating with the material energy will go. It is said that jaundice makes the tongue very bitter. And so sugarcane candy tastes very, very bitter. But it is the same sugarcane candy that cures the jaundice. So, even though Krishna consciousness in the beginning may not taste so wonderful to us, but it is the same activity that will bring the joy. But it is so designed that even a neophyte devotee can enjoy Krishna consciousness. If you just join in the kirtan, sing and dance, and take prasadam, you can enjoy Krishna consciousness. Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj, in one of his books, says that there are only three types of people who cannot get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, he says, Dana Kapita. Dana Kapita means one who has wealth, but He is not using his wealth to propagate Krishna consciousness. Dana means wealth. Kapita means crooked. One who has wealth and is not using his wealth to promote Krishna consciousness, such a person will not get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, a second person is Bala Kapita. Bala Kapita means one who has the strength to dance in kirtan and refuses to dance. Such a person will not also get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third person is Prema Kapita. Prema Kapita means a pretender. One who is not advanced in Krishna consciousness and pretends to be very advanced. A pseudo devotee. He will not also get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So long as we are not pretending, and so long as we are trying our very best in chanting the 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we are properly associating with devotees, and we are participating in the kirtan of the holy names of the Lord, gradually the taste will come. From the very beginning, sweetness is there, at least in prasad. I hope I've tried to answer your question. Thank you very much. Tantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.